left off discussing the machlokas Abaye and Rav regarding Eidim Zomim, whether the mafreho nifsal or mikan lahabahu nifsal. We started a broader discussion of various different klalei hora and hachra, some which work through a principle of birur, others which are simply nihud, that the halacha recognizes that the suffek is in koma ome, but nonetheless the Torah tells us how to act despite the fact that resolution is impossible. The Bukharan points out in the Kobet Shiurim Balabastro in Ot Ayin Ches that this is the distinction between a rove versus chazaka, at least in the case of a chazaka de me'ikara. When it comes to chazaka de me'ikara, we don't normally assume that that is a form of birur. Certainly applying chazaka de me'ikara does not mean that we have resolved that safek. The Gemara nidan da beis mebeis, nindik mikva shenim da venim tzu chaser. Even if we apply the concept of chazaka, we will not be able to determine whether the mikvah became a mikvah psula today or whether it happened a year ago. What we will argue is, since we don't know, so therefore anything that we know with tameh, that presumption will extend until we know differently based on chazaka d'meikara. Rav, Rav Chanan writes, is very different. That is mivara, that certainly is machriya, and it's for that reason that the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Hei that ruba v'chazaka, ruba avid, that certainly is considered to be that which is primary. It's not that there really is a contradiction. It's just that the klali ha-chazaka only begin assuming that hachra is impossible, and in such a case, if you have a rov which is machriya as a form of birur, then ruba chazaka, ruba avid. The context of Rabbi Chanan is that sugya b'vavasra and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara deals with the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, and that is, if you have rov versus karov, in such a case, then holkin acharov. And there Rabbi Chanan assumes the same thing is true. From the parsha of Egla Rufu, we see that a person has relied to rely on karov, but karov is not mevarir, it's not machriya. Simply, that is considered to be midine nihud, and in such a case, that is why that rov versus karov, rov in fact will prevail. Rabbi Chanan suggests the following kiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of hachasha, cases, for example, that our Gemara will discuss. So therefore, you have shnei kite edim hamachishim zeze. However, let's assume, for example, that there's a chazaka that supports one and doesn't support the other. So we know that a chazaka is relevant b'makom hachasha. If there's hachasha of trey u'trey, chazaka certainly will be relevant. We'll assume that a chazaka d'meikara, or certainly muksa, will remain. Why exactly is that true? So Rabbi Chanan suggests the following, that you know that if, for example, you have a case of trey u'trey, and I will bring a further raya, if that raya works midine birur, that raya is not going to help. Let's assume, for example, there are two edim. Against your two edim, I'll bring two more edim. That's not going to help. After all, trei kameya. If I have four edim and you have two edim, that is still considered to be a suffix. So therefore, birur is not going to accomplish anything if already you have shtei kite edim hamachishim zeze. Why is it that chazaka works? Because after all, right, if you have edei hakasha, in such a case, the suffix has been koma omeid, and therefore any principle that will teach us how to act b'makom safek, that will be relevant even in cases of trei u'trei. That's a beautiful chiddush that Rabbi Chanan suggests, that if you're dealing with a klal which is a form of birur, that will be irrelevant in trei u'trei. If however you have a case where it is nihug, that is fully relevant even in cases of trei u'trei. So for example, if you have a case of trei u'trei and I have a migo that supports me, so Rabbi Chanan quotes Tosfos that maintains that migo is irrelevant. What do you mean a migo? I have edim. And therefore, if birur is no longer possible, the fact that you may have a taina linta migo, that is not going to help. But if, for example, you have a chazaka, that is relevant. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan writes the following chiddush, that ruba chazaka, ruba adif, because rov is mevara, chazaka is not. In a case of rov versus karov is an example, that mundus is the same, that karov is considered to be medini nihul. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan suggests interesting chiddush, that karov will be relevant, even if malkom trey or trey. Because that cloud tells you what you do when you have a suffix that, in fact, cannot be resolved. So this issue is relevant to us in the following sense. If you're dealing with that which is considered to be absolute birur, it makes perfect sense to assume that that is not only mikan al haba, but that will be lemafreya as well. If you're dealing with that which is the Torah's nihud, then the possibility of distinguishing. The Torah could say that this is how you should be nohe, and perhaps that is only true from here on out, as opposed to anything which is the Mafreya. We had mentioned the Tosfos in Yud Beis Amud Aleph that points out that the principles of Safek Tumah, Safek Tumah Brishus Yachid, Sfeik Otame, that is something which is relevant only Mikanal and above, but not relevant L'mafreya. And Tosfos even points out that sometimes you won't have a Safek Tumah that will give you a Psak Halacha that is actually true, Aliba De'emes. If you have, for example, two individuals, we could argue that both are considered to be tahar, either because of the principles of chazaka or because of the principles of a suffix tumah. Even though Tosfos comments, we know that that is not true. We have edus that when these guys were running away, running across the field, one of them stumbled upon a mace and one is vaday tameh. But Tosfos says, the Gemara Tosfos and Nazir, that doesn't matter. We can go ahead and paskin that both are considered to be tahar, even though we know that the psak halacha is eni yochal lios emes. It doesn't matter, because in birur that's a problem, but not in the world of nivu. So this could be very relevant to our issue regarding edim zomim as well. The fact that we have a machlokis whether edim zomim is mikanal haba or lamafreya, the possibility of arguing that mikanal haba honifso, perhaps tells us that there's a different nature, a different character to the psul of Edom Zomin as opposed to other cases of Maisa Veira. Normally speaking, right, the psak din of Bezin simply will affirm that the person is a Bala Veira, and of course, he is Pasul Midaraisa from the time of the Aveira. The fact that this is not true regarding Edom Zomin, right, perhaps tells us that the nature of the psul is quite different. When Bezdin issues a psak halacha that this is an eid zomim, it is not simply confirming that there was a maisa avera, but perhaps it is something which is somewhat different. Right? Perhaps the chaloshem eid zomim is not necessarily fully dependent on just assuming or ascertaining whether there was a maisa avera. Where do you see, in fact, that this is true? That somehow eid zomim could differ from a classic case where a person is a Bala Veira and as a result he becomes Pasul Le'edus, and obviously that is L'mafreya from the time of the Maisa Veira itself. So a further example, if you look in the case in, for example, Sanhedrin of Chesam Abeis, the Gemara discusses, right, the case of, right, Emesis, where the Torah tells us in Dvarim in Perek Gimel, Lo Sachmo V'lo Sachasa Alav. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi writes, Chesmud Beis Sanhedrin Dramaskol Shar, Rashi writes that V'nehrag B'li Hasra. Rashi points out when it comes to a Maces, no Hasra is necessary. If we can't ascertain, right, that this person was a Maces in such a case, the Pasuk says also Hasala. So therefore, one could envision a Chiyuv Nisa even without Hasra. Where else do you see that that is true? A possible Onesh B'li Hasra. So Rashi writes, later in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, this is also true when it comes to a Ben Soro Umore. In such a case, right, Bezin will declare that this is a Ben Soro Umore, and certainly that individual is Chayav Misa, but independent individual Hasra is not necessary for each stage that rendered him a Ben Soro Umore. Where else do you see that this is true? The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, and Daf Peches Amud Beis, Zakin Mamre does not require Hasra, and the Gemara and Daf Mem Madbeis in the Sanhedrin, the same is true when it comes to Edim Zomim. So it's fascinating. You find four areas lahalacha that the person will commit an Avera, and there clearly is an Onesh, but Hasra is not needed. That's what Rashi writes when it comes to Maces, the Gemara regarding Ben Sora More, Zakin Mamre, and cases of Edim Zomim as well. But that already is a fascinating indicator that somehow there is something different about these averos as opposed to shar averos, shebachalat Torah kula. Furthermore, another difference that perhaps haba hatalia is the concept of hachraza. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph quotes a brisa that tells us arba'a tzrichim hachraza, that there has to be a formal declaration that this person is nidon lemisa, and the arba'a tzrichim hasra, Avot Srich and Hachraza are exactly the same four that do not require Hasra. So you see, regarding these two dinim d'araisa, there is a fundamental difference between these cases and others. Why exactly is that true? So if you look in the Ramban HaLaTorah, in Parshas Kiseitzeh, found in Perachot Aleph Pasuk Yudches, the Ramban writes a fascinating biur. The Ramban says the following. Let's begin with the case of Ben Sor Umor. The Ramban says you should realize that Ein Bo Ata Chet Maves. This individual, this Ben Sor Umor, has not done anything that, strictly speaking, should warrant a Chi of Misa. Zolol V'Solvei is not the reason that you should put a person to death, but rather that Al Shem Sofo Hunidam. As you know, the Ben Sor Umor is not put to death because of the Maisever that he has done, but rather the Torah is projecting. And the Ramban writes, since that is true, that is why the Torah goes out of its way, V'zehatam, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirov. Why is this so critical? Because after all, Kilo Humas Begodel Cheto, the reason he is put to death was not because of the particular Maisa Avera, but rather the Avera that he committed was a vehicle, it was a tool that Bezdin will declare that he is a Ben Sora Mora who is Nidan Al Shem Sofo, and therefore the Pasuk says V'chol Ham Yishmu V'yirao Liyaser Es HaRabim, in order to admonish and to inform the Rabim that, you know, A will lead to B will lead to C, and therefore he is Nidon Lemisa. So therefore, that is the reason that that type of hachraza is necessary. The Pasuk says, V'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirao, k'dei she'tia b'misasam takana la'acherim. And then the Ramban writes, ki hizkir kein b'zakei mamrei. The Ramban writes the same thing is true when it comes to Zakei Mamre as well. There the Torah also tells us, V'chol ham yishmu v'ro. Why is that true? Because l'fi she'ein b'horaso, chet she'roi ulamus. So good, the person paskin inappropriately. He was mora halofta k'neged ha-Sanhedrin. So that is something, a ma'aser that warrants a chiyuv misa. The answer is the following. He is nidon, not because of the strict ma'aser avera, but rather Rak lahasir hamachlokes min haTorah, and that is we're concerned almost al shem sofo. If this person will not be punished for being marah halacha k'neged Sanhedrin, it will undermine the whole authority of Bezdin of Sanhedrin, and that is why the zaken mamre is put to death, not because of the particular ma'isa avera, but rather because of the consequence of what he has done, and that is why v'chom yishmu v'yirao, because of the tosah. And that fits in beautifully then that Hasra is not necessary. After all, Hasra is needed when the Maisa Avera is Mechayim. Here, when the Maisa Avera is the groundwork, it's an indicator of Ben Sora Mora, Al Shem Sofo, an indicator that the integrity of the Torah Hashem would be compromised if we do not act. Yes. So in such a case, the Torah can tell us that there is Misa as a Takana La'acherim. The Ramban continues and writes the same, V'chein ve'edim zomim. The same is true when it comes to edim zomim, but also the Torah stresses V'cholam yishmu v'hiro. After all, the Ramban writes, Sheneharagin v'lo hargo. Now, after all, they're put to death, but they did not kill. After all, if hargo, ein neharagin. If the edim were able to go ahead and to put someone to death, they're not declared as being edim zomim. They are edim zomim because of an attempt. So in such a case, why exactly is that the instance? So here the Ramban writes the Chiddush that Edim Zomen is like, right, a case of Ben Sora Mora, it's like the case of Zakei Mamre, that the Maisa Avera is not the cause of Misa. The Ramban continues, V'chein Hizkir B'Maisis. And that's why the Torah says the same thing as Shimon when it comes to Maisis. After all, he's Nerag because of what? Diburo Hara. Because he spoke inappropriately. That's the reason that a person should be put to death? The answer is, you're right, it's not the Maisa Avera itself, but rather if he is encouraging someone to be Ovid of Arizara, in such a case, that is a case that he is put to death, like these other cases, that there is the Misasa Takana La'acherim, and therefore Misasa Liyaser HaNisharim. So very fascinating Kiddush, the Ramban writes, in all four of these examples, the reason for the Onesh is not because of the Maisa Avera, but rather the Chaloshem. A Chaloshem Ben Sora Moreh, Zakei Mamre, Edom Zomin, Mesis, anyone who enters into that category, that there is a din of misa. And that is because of its consequence, right, litzibur, and therefore we understand why hachraza is necessary. In turn, you understand very well why it is that hasra is not needed. Hasra is a detail within the quality of maisa avera. Here, the maisa avera is not necessarily that which is machayiv. Rambam writes in Chosedus, in Perachaf Alochadalid, that ein le'edim zomin shgaga. When it comes to edim zomin, there's no shogeg. Right? They will come and they will testify that this is what happened. Right? And edim will come and say, imana yisem. They'll turn around and say, it's true, but I didn't realize that that was wrong. I didn't realize the Torah forbid, right, doing what I did. I thought it was a moral breach, but I didn't realize, right, that it was nisa daraisa with an onesh. I didn't realize that. So the Rambam writes, no, there's no taina of shogeg. The Rambam writes, lefi she'ein bahem maisa, lefichach ein tzrichin hasra. That's what the Rambam writes. There's no maisa. You're not punishing them because of a particular maisa vera that we would argue, were you shogeg, were you mazid? And the Rambam links that with the issue of hasra. So fascinating kiddush in these cases, that you see that in terms of Edim Zomen, it's not classically the Maisa Avera, which in fact is Mechayim, but rather it is the determination of Bezdin, right, the Chaloshem, right, that this person is an Eid Zomen, similar to Ben Soramore, who is Nido now, Shem Sofo. Perhaps very mistamber in a certain way, if it's a Maisa Avera, so therefore, well, obviously that kicks back. If the Maisa Avera is the Mechayiv, why would you assume that he's only Posel now, and he's not Posel from the time of the Maisa Avera? But if, for example, the Maisa Avera, right, is not in and of itself the Mechayiv, as the Ramban writes, in such a case one could certainly understand why you would assume the possibility of Mikan Lahabon Yisrael, if it's the Chaloshem Eid Zomim. So in such a case, when was that attained? No, at the time of the Psak Din, at the time of the Gemar Din, perhaps one could assume that Mikan Lahaba Hunifsal because of that reason. Where else do you see that this, in fact, is the case? So the Mishnah in Makos in the Hamad Beis tells us the following chiddush. We know Dvar Yazayin, the Torah tells us Al Pishnayim Eidim, and then the Torah adds Al Shlosha Eidim, Yuma Samis. And the Mishnah is bothered by the obvious difficulty is no, if the Torah tells us that it's sufficient to have two Eidim, why does the Pasuk have to say three Eidim? Lama parata kasum shlosha. Why is that needed? So the Mishnah gives us several possibilities. One is the Shita of Tanakama, where the Tanakama writes the following, that it tells us the Chiddush, the tray is Kameya. That just like shlosha mazim es hashnayim, so too shnayim yazom es hashlosha. I have a group of 100 Eidim that are saying this occurred. And all of a sudden, two Eidim come forward and say, imanu hayisem, that is called hazama. So therefore there's no difference as to whether it's two, whether it's three. A kat of Edim can be mazim, another kat of Edim, regardless of the size of that kat. In other words, when the Torah says Shnaim Oshlosha, it's telling us the principle of Shrei Kameya. That's the Shita of Tanakam. Then the Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And that is the following. It teaches us the halacha of Ad Shiazimu Eskula. If you're mazim the kat, you have to be mazim the kat entirely, every member of the kat. For example, if two Edim will come forward, right? So therefore, it is necessary to go ahead and to have hazama on both Edim. Let's assume, for example, we come forward and say one of those Edim, Imanu Hayisim. In such a case, they don't have the status of Edim Zomim. If they're mazim too, two Edim can enforce that onesh. Two Edim, right, can convict the person of an Onesh Misa. So if those two are proven to be Zomim, so therefore, that is Onesh of Kasha Zomim. What happens if you have three Edim? And we're Mazim two out of the three. So Rav Shimon says, you could have thought that that would be full Hazama. After all, we were Mazim two of the Edim who are capable of creating that particular Chiyuv, the Onesh of Misa, the Onesh of Malkos. No, the Torah tells us Shnayim or Shlosha to tell us the Chiddush of Ad Shiazimu Es Kulam. Ad Shiazimu Es Kulam is a Kula. The Torah says two or three to tell us a Kula that you only have Hazama when you wipe out the entire Kat. Otherwise, that is not the case. So Rabbi Shimon says when the Pasuk says two or three, it's a Kula. Now all of a sudden, the third possibility, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. Lo ba hashlishi lahakelav, el lahachmerlav. When the pasuk says, shlosha, it's not coming to tell you this kulo, but rather it's telling us a chumra. And what is that? That onesh hakosuv, nitfal avera ko'ose avera. The Torah is telling us that we treat person 3, 4, 5 as an integral part of Eidus. I can't say, you know, I wasn't needed. What I said, it was no consequence. That's not true. Right? The nitfal avera is treated as though he is a critical player. Just as if there are 2 Eidim. Both are needed, even if there are 100 Eidim. Each one equally bears the responsibility. And Rabbi Akiva tells us, and why is it that the pasuk says, Shnayim o Shlosho? So just as when it comes to Shnayim, we treat it as a single kaf, and therefore Nimtza Echad Karvo Pasul Eidusim B'teva, so too when it comes to Shlosha, even if Nimtza Echad Karvo Pasul Eidusim B'teva, one could have distinguished and said, look, you only have 2. If one is Karvo Pasul, obviously you can't continue. You have 100 Eidim and one is Karvo Pasul. So throw out that one and proceed with 99. The answer is no. We view it as a kaf of Eidus, and therefore Nimtza Echad Karvo Pasul Eidusim B'teva. So again, the pasuk says shnayim u'shlosha, you have 3 possibilities. Good. The Tanakhama says that we require hashnayim yazimu es hashlosha, trei kameya. Rabbi Shimon says it tells us ad sheyazimu es kulam. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need the pasuk for that. And the pasuk tells us nimtzeh karov pasuk. Now, fundamental machlokas Rishon. Does Rabbi Akiva disagree with the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? Lahalacha. They disagree. Rabbi Akiva certainly disagrees in terms of pshat in the pasuk. You're Dorish the pasuk to tell me trei kameya. I don't need the pasuk for that. You're Dorish the pasuk to tell me ad sheyazimu es kulam. I don't need the pasuk for that. The pasuk is telling us nimtzeh karov pasul eidusim b'teva. So if you look in Rashi and Matos Lapeim Udeis, through Masko Rabbi Akiva, Rashi writes, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Lo ba. The pasuk is not coming to tell us. Rashi writes, lo hutzra, ulam denozos. You don't need the pasuk to tell us. Why? Mimeli yadinam. That's the other pasuk. Of course we know that. The halacha recognizes the concept of a kat of edus. A kat of edus means that 2 people can disagree with 10 people. And if there's a notion of a kat of edus, well, ad sheyazimu es kulam. I agree with Tanakhama, I agree with Rabbi Shimon. You don't need this pasuk to tell us this. The pasuk is telling us the chiddush of nimtzeh karov pasul eidusim b'teva. So according to Rashi, there's no real machlokis between Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Akiva. Just simply, how is it that one is doresh the pasuk? Rabbi Akiva certainly agrees with Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama. This is what the Rambam writes as well in the Pirush Mishnayis, in that Mishnah Malkos and Daf Ayin Beis. This is what the Tosfos Rid writes in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, that there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees that ad sheyazimu es kulam. The Ritva in Malkos and the Daf and Hamud Beis begins quoting Rashi. According to Rashi, leka beinayu ela mashmos dorshim. It's just a question of what the source of this halacha is. Memeli adinan, or is this rooted in the pasuk? But everyone agrees to the halacha of Rabbi Shimon ad sheyazimu es kulam. Then the Ritva goes a step further and says, maybe not. Efshur de plige v'lahachmir. Maybe there is a machlokas. Maybe the chiddush of Rab Shimon, ad sheyazimu es kulam, is only if they all come together as a single kat. If bo kulam biyachad. When Rabbi Akiva says that no, that we treat a nitfala ovri avera ka'ovri avera, what does it mean, nitfala ovri avera? You have 3 Eidim. Who is Iker and who is Tafel? Who's the nitfala ovri avera? Ritva suggests an interesting chiddush, perhaps afilu ba'achrechen bifnei atzma. Even if the third person will come independently, he will come separately, even then we will assume that he can be punished with the onesh of kasha zama. Why does Rabbi Akiva call it the nitfa? I understand that if you're mazin all three bear the onesh of kasha zama. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Kiva is willing to machadesh that even if one will come subsequently, he is a nitzvah of Averim. He also could be punished with kasha zamam, even though he wasn't an inherent part of the kat. So, the Ritva writes, maybe one could envision a nafkamina between the shita of Rabbi Shim and the shita of Rabbi Kiva. If you look, however, in Tosus, the Tosus in Sanhedrin, Rav Meralev, Dermas Kolo, Tosus writes now that perhaps there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon maintains ad shiyazimu eskulam. If you have 100 edim, you have to be mazim all of them. It's either all or nothing. If you're mazim 50 of them, no one receives an honor of kasha zamam. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that kulam. And Rabbi Akiva holds the neheragin af al pi she'en shloshtan zamame. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Chiddush. You have 10 edim that come to Bezdin. We're mazim 5 of them. 5 of them get the onus of kasha zamam. And the other 5 do not. And Erechin Ami, Rabbi Akiva fundamentally disagrees with this halacha of ad shiyazim es kulam. That's not true. If you're only mazim 1 out of the 10, yeah, Rabbi Akiva would agree to that, Tosa says. Because 1, what could 1 accomplish? But if you're mazim 2 out of the 10, 4 out of the 10, in such a case, 2 of 4 is complete edus, so in such a case there is no halacha of ad shiyazim es kulam. That's a Kiddush against Rashi Shita. So therefore Tosus writes explicitly that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're mazim 2 out of the 3, 2 out of the 10, 2 can get donesh of kasha zama. This is what the Mukei Yosef writes, and that's sugi and Sanhedrin Daf Yud in the name of the reason. Then the Mukei Yosef continues and quotes the Shita of the Ri Ben Gaelis. And here is a pretty unbelievable case. Rabbi Akiva fundamentally disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. There is no halacha of ad shiyazimu eskulam. If you're mazim 2 out of 100, that is hazama. And therefore what? So Tosus went as far as to say, and therefore the 2 that you are mazim are killed. The Mugi Yosef writes, the name of the Riben Geus, that no. If you're mazim 2 out of 100, all 100 receive the onus of kasha zama. That's the chiddush of the Riben Geus. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Ad kedei kach, there's no halacha ad shiyazimu es kulam, meaning that im huz mushnayim naset kulam zalamin. The Torah says this is a cut of edus that was subject to hazama, and in such a case, right, all of them receive the onesh of kasha zama. So that's a pretty unbelievable chiddush. You know what Yosef writes. The chiddush number one, that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, there's no halacha of ad shiyazimu es kulam, but that means, right, the chiddush number two, that the entire kat is wiped out. How can that be? So I would just suggest that this is only the case, right, assuming that background of Hasra, Achraza, the Ramban, that it is not the Maisa Avera, which is the Machayiv. If you were to assume that the Maisa Avera is the Machayiv, isn't it obvious that it's obvious you need Hasra, why should you need Hachraza? How in the world could you argue that a person will be punished when there was no demonstration that he was guilty of the Maisa Aver of Edu Sheke? The Edom will turn to this aid and they will say, do you lie? Not necessarily. We know that two of these guys are with us. We don't know. We never saw that person before. If the Mechayiv were to be the Maisa Avera, it wouldn't just be a Chiddush, the Riven Geis or Shita. Impossible to assume that that's true. Once you're assuming that's not the case, that the Maisa Avera is not what is generating this Onesh, the Chalal Shemeid Zomim, the Cholam Yishmu Viro, just as the Ramban's Moshav, and Sora More, it's not the Maisa which is the Mechayiv. So in such a case, then, it's still a great Chiddush, but then you have the possibility of arguing that when you have a kat of edus that was attempting to enforce a particular onesh, and that kat is blown apart, and it turns out that that's just hachasha, we're not sure, we can absolutely identify that the cut as a unit was lying to their teeth. In such a case, that impacts on the entire cut, and the entire cut is punished. The credibility of the cut is destroyed. And even if an individual within that cut, we do not know whether he was guilty of Eidu Sheker, the Asara Vosane, in such a case, it is not that Isser necessarily that generates the Chiyuv of Kasha Zama. So again, some rayas is mentioned from Hachroza, Hachra, Hasra, but the Chiddush of this possibility. And again, the Rishonim don't dismiss the Shita out of hand. That how can it be? It sounds ridiculous. It's ridiculous to put a person to death for Chilul Shabbos if it was not Mechal Shabbos. But if you will argue, right, that this is a very different type of aver entirely. The chaloshem et zomim is the machayiv. In such an instance, one could argue that that status is secured by anyone who is part of that cut. Now, perhaps this is relevant for the Tosos asked you to take a look at in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where Tosos discusses the concept of alav hanitan lazharas misas bezin. Tosos refers you to the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud. The Chiddush of Ula, that remez la'edim zomin shaloke minayim. Where do you see that there's malchus when it comes to edim zomin? Well, we know that there's an onesh of kasha zama, but there also is an onesh of malchus. Let's assume you cannot give onesh of kasha zama. Right? The opening mission of Maseches Malchus. Two edim testify that this person is a ben gerusha. So you're going to make him a cholo. He's not a kohen. There's an onesh of malchus. Where do you see that that's true? Malchus when it comes to edim zomin. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk of Yizdiku as Tzadik v'Yeshiva as Harasha, and then the Torah continues and tells us V'haya im bin hakos Harasha. So that is the remez la'edim zomin that there is malchus. Good. Yizdiku as Tzadik v'Yeshiva as Harasha, meaning I came to Bezin and I was attempting to convict the tzaddik, and as things unfolded, it turns out Yizdiku as Tzadik, we exonerated the innocent party. And we're going to convict the guilty one, the aid who was coming to mechayiv him. And what is the onesh? V'hayim bin hakos harasha. So because of Yizdiku es hatzadik, v'yeshiva es harasha, that is the onesh of malchus. So the Gemara says, what do you have to look for such a remez for? The tefuk lemi losane. Why not just simply say Eidu Sheker? The pasuk says losana v'reyacha. Isn't this considered to be Eidu Sheker? You're looking for a love. That's the love. The Gemara says that no, that love is a love, shame b'maisa. And therefore, Eidus, the Yisra of Losane, cannot be used in order to explain a chiyuv of Malchus. That's where we require the pasuk of Ahim bin Hakos Harash. So, the Tosus in Sanhedrin Dav Yudam Adam quotes our sugya of Ayin Dal Mabeis and our Tosus that said the Gemara could have given, right, another reason as well to explain why there's no malchus for losane. One is in b'maisa, but another reason is what our Gemara says, and that is edus is a lav shenita lazharas misas bezdin. Isn't that what our Gemara says, black and white, dafayin dalid? There's no malchus on a lav hanita lazharas misas bezdin. So the fact that there's malchus here, this is unusual. Because normally speaking, a lav hanitan ataras misas bezdin ain lo gilma. So Tosus is bothered. This fact that Edom Zomen is a lav hanitan ataras misas bezdin, as Shabbos is a lav hanitan ataras misas bezdin, are they identical? Or is there a difference between, for example, Shabbos is a lav hanitan ataras misas bezdin, as opposed to Edom Zomim, where the Isra of Losan is Lav Hanif Lasaras Misas Vesel. So Tosus writes that yes, there is a fundamental difference, and that you see from the Sugi and Daf Ayin Dal Mabeis. Here, the Gemara tells us the following. In a case of Edom Zomim, right, one can envision Malchus, even though it's Lav Sheik Lasaras Misas Vesel. But Tosus writes the following Chiddush. However, if it is Efsha Lava Lide Misa, then there is no Malchus. The halacha of Nitan Asaras Misas Bezdin has two halves to it. One could mean, in practice, you're going to be killed for Chilul Shabbos. Your Avera warranted in Omer Shemisa. So there's no Malkus. Lav Hanitin Asaras Misas Bezim can also mean, in principle, that you violated an Isser, which in another application, that very same love could result in a fee of Misa, even that would be exempt from Malkus, because it is Nitan Asaras Misas Bezim. Sometimes it means in practice, sometimes it means in principle. The Gemara writes, for example, in Shabbos, Daf Kufn and Dalit, there's no Malkus for the lav of Mechamer. Because Mechamer is Chilul Shabbos. And Shabbos is a lav HaNitna, Asaras Misas Bezdin. There's no Misa from Mechamer. Mechamer is not one of the Lametes Malachos. The Gemara writes in Erev, Daf Yitzayin Odeis, Tchumim. If your Tchumim is Daraisa, there's no malchus for tchumim, because tchumim is a lav hanitna asaras misas bezin. Tchumim is a malacha. You'll be killed for going chutz l'tchum? No, of course not. It means that since this is part of the isurei Shabbos, mechamer or tchumim, and Shabbos, in a very different application of lametes malachos, will generate a chiyuv misa, this is called the lav hanitna asaras misas bezin. So sometimes a lav hanitna asaras misas bezin can mean in a much more direct sense, right? The pull that there's an onesh of misa, and sometimes it can mean the lav in the broadest form could, under different circumstance, create a chiyuv misa. So Tosfos is bothered by the following: the sugya of ayin dalma beis that you saw tells us this, that edim come forward, and they are made she'echad harages nefesh. They're made that this person is a rotzeach. Why? Because he killed Reuven. And all of a sudden, there's absolute hachasha, not trey k'neged trey, absolute hachasha. Ba harog baraglo. That's what the Gemara says. No, Reuven walks into Bezdin. So we know that that's it. These are absolute eidei sheker. And all of a sudden, the sofuzim. And all of a sudden, two other edim come in after Reuven and say, "What? They were testifying." Imanu ha'isin. What is halach in such a case? So Rabbi Lozer says that ein neharagin, they're not killed for hazama. Why is that true? Oh, wait a second. They're already subject to hachasha. At that point in time, batla edusa. That's it. Their edus at that point in time is blown apart. It's meaningless. What does that mean? The sugi will get to. We don't assume hachasha tchilas hazama. We don't assume that there's a seamless transition between hachasha and hazama. But we assume that now, immediately after hachasha, right, the edus is batel, and therefore you can no longer proceed to a possibility of hazama. So in such a case, right, since there was hachasha, kvar batla ha'edus, and therefore Rabbi Lozer says that ein neharagin. Good? Since that is true, there's no possibility of hazama, so the Gemara says they'll get malchus. They'll get malchus in that case. But what are you going to argue? That this is a lav hanitin asaras misas bezdin? There's a possibility of misa? There's no possibility of misa. The only misa for edus is edim zomin. Even if edim would come and say imana yisen, we wouldn't listen to them. We would argue the edus is the past, it was blown apart already. So therefore, the Gemara writes the following Chiddush: since a neharagin, so in such a case, eidus shehuchu shuba nefesh lokin. Hey, you can't then trade. It's a suffix, as Tosfos will say. But in the case where it's vade hachasha, they're going to get malchus. Baharog baraglo. Let's assume, however, that was not the case. Let's assume you were to argue that hachasha is tchilas hazamahi. And therefore, even though Baharog Baragla, we know that they're lying, but the possibility of Hazama is still a real one. If tomorrow other Edom will come and say, Manah Yisem, we're going to kill them, then there's no Malkus, the Gemara says. Because that is a lav hanita nasaras misas bezdin. The only possibility of Malkus to argue this is not a lav hanita nasaras misas bezdin is if you hold like Rabbi Lazar that ain't neharagin because hachash lav chilas Hazama. But if there's a possibility that they will be killed, then there is no Malchus. So you leave this sugya and find out, and you say the following: that the only time we say that there's no Malchus and Allah panitza asaras misas bezdin is if the misas bezdin is possible. But if the misas bezdin is not possible, even if it was possible, if it's no longer possible, because the time of hachasha batla ha'idus, then there is malchus that is no longer allowed panitza asaras misas bezdin. So Tosus writes in Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis, that's not true. Tosus says Tamilari. That's against everything. Now the Gemara in Shabbos that Mechamer is Lav Hanitna Asaras Misas Bezdin. Shabbos Kufnun Daled. The Gemara in Erev Daf Yud Zayin Tchumim is Lav Hanitna Asaras Misas. There's no possibility of Misa. You don't require that Bepoel there is a risk that maybe a person will be killed, and how can you give him a double onish, killing and Malchus? There's no way in the world he'll get an onish of Misa. But since in principle this is a lav that has associated with it a chiyuv Misa, even if in your case that is out of the question, that's a lav hanitna as far as Misa's passing. So how do you resolve that contradiction? That's Tosus's problem. So Tosus writes with the following teretz, name of the Rebbe, that there's something unusual about this case, this Rav Osana Edim Zomin. Golilan Kradulaki. We would have said there's no Malchus whatsoever. Yeah, but the Pasuk says there's Malchus. That's his Dizkwa Satsadi, Kayim Bina Kosarasha, that there is Malchus. So therefore, we know there's a Pasuk that says sometimes you get Malchus. So we will argue that that's only in cases where Misa is out of the question. When is Misa out of the question? Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza? There's no Misa. Therefore, if you testify this is Apostle Cohen, you will get Malchus. Or another case where it's out of the question is Eidim Shuk Shuban Efesh. If you hold like Rav Lozer, Eina Ragim Kesachashe is Lapshinas Azomim. So look, we have a Pasuk that he says that there is Malchus. We're going to minimize, right, that chiddush, right, to cases where Misa is out of the question. But if Misa is possible, then in fact that is not true. That's what Tosus says. So what do you see from Tosus? The following chiddush. That b'chol ha-Torah kula, the principle is lav ha-nitan. Nitan is the key word. Lazarus Misa's bezdin. Nitan means in principle. It's a lav which is associated with an onesh of Misa. When it comes to Lo San and Edim Zomin, it's not enough. Alav hanitan asaras misas bezdin. There, alav de osili de Misa is needed. If it's osili de Misa, not nitan li de bezdin, osi li de Misa, in such a case, there's no Malchus. But if it's not Asili de Misa, then Grusha, Edim Shukhu Shubanefesh, then in fact there would be Malchus. Okay. So the rewrites, good, this is based on the Pasuk. There is Malchus, so we'll kind of limit its application. We'll apply it to a case where Misa is in fact out of the question. So why should this be so? This distinction of the Rebbe. Why should you have a different Hagdara for lav hanitna asaras misas bezdin, whether you're dealing with Edim Zomin or whether you're dealing with Shar Kol HaTorah Kula? So perhaps this as well, right, is based on that distinction. Slavichik argued that this is only the case, the broadest application of lav hanitna asaras misas bezdin, when the Maisa Avera is the Mechayev. When you deal with Shari Surim, when the Maisa Avera is what causes the Onesh, so the broadest principle is any Maisa Avera, any Pasuk, which is Nimsara Misa Betoras Onesh, there is no other Onesh that the Torah would recognize. Chilul Shabbos, the Onesh for Chilul Shabbos is Misa, no other onesh. Lava nita asaras misas bezin in the broader sense. That's the normal rule. A pasuk that prescribes an onesh of misa, that's it. No other onesh can be mentioned. When it comes to Edom Zoamim, perhaps this is exactly the Kiddush. There you can't argue that the Maisa Avera is Mechayev Onesh A and not Onesh B. It is not the Maisa Avera, as the Ramban said, of Hagodas Ha'edus that generates the Onesh. If that is the case, Edom Zoamim cannot be labeled as a Lav Hanitan Lasaras Misas Vez. Lav Hanitan means a Maisa Avera that would warrant Misa. There is no other onesh. Once you see that Edom Zom is so different, there is Gaius the possibility that without the Maisa Avera of Edo Sheker, you can be an Eid Zomim. Or the Ramban's Bir of Hasran Hachraza. In such a case, the Maisa Avera is not Machayim. Well, if that's true, why half yes and half no? That's a very different principle. Just as we have a principle of a Kimnei Deramine, that Eino Meis Umishalim, or as we discussed before, that Eino Loke Umeis, that halacha still applies in the case of Edom Zomim. A person gives Edo Sheker. So imagine, for example, that you would say that there's Malkus for the Lava Losana. You'll give a person Malkus. And all of a sudden, tomorrow, to what they come forward and say, Imano Yisim. And now what are we going to say? We shouldn't have given you the Malkus, never mind. We're going to give you the Onesh of Misa. There you cannot have the single Avera that will generate an Onesh of Malkus and Misa. The same Haggadah Zedus will have a dual Onesh. Meis Umeshaleh, Meis Veloket. That cannot be. It's not that in the classic sense it's a Lav Hanitan Asaras Misas Bezin. It's similar to Kimnei Deramine that you cannot have an onesh of Misa and Malkus. So what will happen? Vaharog Baraglov, you're going to give this guy Malkus. And tomorrow Edom will show up in Bezdin and say, Mano Yisem, now you're going to kill him. You're giving him two onshin for the Edo Sheker. That you cannot do. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That as long as there is the possibility that someone will come tomorrow and say, Mano Yisem, you can't give Malkus. But if that would not be a possibility at all, if you were to assume that Ein Neharagin, Eidim Shehu Shema Nefesh, the Eidus of Batel, HaKoshel HaTchilas HaZamehi, there's no possibility of a twofold Onesh. Well, of course, you'll give an Onesh of Malkus. Right? The Chiddush, in a nutshell, in order to assume that Lav is a Lav Hanita Lasharas Misas Bezdin, it's only when the Maisa Avera is Mechayevitz. Otherwise, that would not be the case. So if this is true, the difference in the Tosfos find Gimel, the Chiddush, the Ritz Geus, and the Ramban, Hasra, Achraza, you understand very well the possibility of arguing as Rava does that Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsa, when the Maisa Avera is the Mechayev, that is not the case. But when you can demonstrate that the process of din is not just simply one of birur whether the Maisa Avera was violated, but rather, Bezdin tells us that the Chaloshem Eid Zomim, Mechayim, the particular Onesh, maybe that is something which is Mikan Lava, not Mafreya. Similar in the broader sense to Klali Hora, where the purpose of the Hora is to create a certain status or to dictate Nihug, not to kick back and to be mevara what in fact occurred. Suffik tum is not birur, and therefore Tosu says it's only mikan lava, it's not mafreya. The onesh of Edom Zomim is not necessarily because that through the psak din there was birur that there was edo sheker, and the isra of edo sheker is mechayiv that particular onesh. No. The Gemara tells us this is what Tosu raises now on Amud Beis, Tosfos to Ramban of Rava. But how exactly do we understand, right, this shita that Mikana Lahaba, right, to Nifsa? Tosfos is bothered by an apparent stira between our Gemara, right, and the sugi in Bava Basra and Aflamet Aleph. Tosus writes that if you have two different Bali Dinim that are contesting the ownership of a field, and they both come with the exact same time, Zemur Shalavosai, Bachaltishne Chazaka, another person says exactly the same. Number one, it was owned by my parents. Number two, right, that I have been occupying this field for years. Therefore, I have a cheskas, Gimel Shani. And the other person says exactly the same. And each one brings Eidim to support their case, but the Eidus is different. Right, Baldin number one, he is able to bring Eidim that support both elements. That number one, it was Shalavosav. Number two, Akhla Shnei Chazaka. The second one, right, cannot secure Eidim that was owned by the father, but he does have Eidim that Akhla Shnei Chazaka. So what happens in such a case? The Gemara Basarai says the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman says that look, that Ukiyara becheskas avasei. As far as the cheskas gimel shanim, that's difficult. We have a hachasha, so we can't act on that. But in terms of the fact that the father owned the field, we have Baldin number one who has proven that, and that is not contested and proven by Baldin number two. So in such a case, Rav Nachman says in that instance that Ukiyara becheskas avasei. And Rava disagrees and asks, what are you talking about? These are the same Eidim. And Va'edus Mucheshesi. An Eid came forward with a twofold assertion, Avosa Chazaka, and there was Hachasha an the Shneha Chazaka. In such a case, that's it. Eidus Mucheshesi. So Tosa says, what are you talking about, Eidus Mucheshesi? Rav in our Gemara says, Mikana Lahabahu Nifsal. If Mikana Lahabahu Nifsal, so in such a case, that should affect here on end. But the first Eidus of Shalavosa should remain intact, and Rav Nachman should be 100% correct. For example, Tosa says, the Hemshech HaGemara, if Eidim come forward and say, Gona V'tavach, even if there's Hazama Antvicha, according to Rava, Mikana Labao Nifsal, that doesn't impact on the Eidus of Gneva. Hagneva Lo Itzum, and therefore, Kosher. So, how do you understand the sheet of Rav and our Gemara of Mikarla Bahunifsal with Rav and Bavastra Dafayin Aleph that says Eidus Mucheshesi, and that impacts on the earlier Eidus as well? So Tosus gives an obvious answer. Well, if you assume that Eidim Zomen is unique because it's a Chiddushu, there's a fundamental difference between Hachasha versus Hazama. The Gemara and Bavastra that allows it to kick back is talking about Hachasha. No, there is a single Haggadah Sa'edus that resulted in Hachasha. In such a case, of course, the Mafriyon Yitzel. But Tosu says that's only good if you assume Chiddushu. If you assume Pseidel Lekuchos, in such a case, you're stuck. Because in Pseidel Lekuchos, that would apply to both Hachasha as well as Hazama. Maybe one could argue simply that in that case in Bava Basra, there is no Pseidel Lekuchos. You have two Bali Din that are arguing who owns this field. There is no Pseid Lekuchos. And in Afinami, that's what the Chedushi Haraivid, and that's what the Chedushi Haran in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavazayin, the Perlos Sugi write. That in the case of Mavasa, there's no Pseid Lekuchos. So if you hold Chiddushu, there's obvious difference in Hachash and Hazama. And if you hold Pseid Lekuchos, there is no Pseid Lekuchos. So our Tosus writes that's very difficult, because the Gemara wants to know what is the difference. Whether it's because of Chiddush or whether it's because of Pseid Lekuchos, isn't the answer an obvious one? Why does the Gemara say Maibinayu? The answer is B'makom D'lakap Pseid Lekuchos. The Gemara doesn't say that. So that's the raya that Pseid Lekuchos is simply the reason, the motivation for Mikan B'Hanifsal. But as a little plug, it doesn't only limit itself to that particular case. The Ravid, that just answers Dosis' Kasha by assuming the following. What do you mean? That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ika da Amre, Rava Nachma ka Abaye Yisraeli. No? Ika da Amre, that Rava really agrees with Abaye. What does that mean, agrees with Abaye? How does Dosis read the line of the Gemara? In principle. Midaraisa, no? That's how Dosis reads the Gemara. That really Rava agrees with Abaye, what? Mikar Hadin. But the maskana absolutely not. The Rebbe says it doesn't sound away from the Gemara. When the Gemara says Rava Abaye Sfirle, it sounds like Lamaisa. He holds like Abaye. Yeah, because that's exactly what the Gemara means. That this is only the Makom Pseidu Lekuchos. In all other cases, Rava really agrees, bottom line, with Abaye. Not as Tosus interprets that theoretically. And then the Rebbe makes a further comment that when the Gemara says Mai Binayu, the Gemara is looking for Mai Binayu within the case of Pseidu Lekuchos. Obvious, the Gemara doesn't have to be saying that if there's no Pseidu Lekuchos, Rav and Abaye agree. The Gemara says there's a further nafka meaning within cases of Pseidu Lekuchos as well. So Tosus gives the following teretz. Now, so Tosus has the stira within the sheet of Rav. When do you sumi kalvavon nifsa? When do you sumi afreyon nifsa? Tosus says either way, Chiddush or Pseidu Lekuchos, that doesn't help us. So how do you resolve the apparent contradiction that Rava here says Mikana Lava and the willingness in Baba Basra to kick back Lamafre? So Tosfos says there's a fundamental difference. That case in Baba Basra, he didn't come forward and say, number one, this field belonged to your father. Number two, Achla Shnei Chazaka. Tosfos writes that all of that is called Edus Achas. That's a single Haggadah Edus. What is the purpose of Eidus? It was your father's and your Shtei Chazaka. Those were two indicators that the field is yours. It's yours because of reason A, it's yours because of reason B. There's simply two different rayos to assert the very same point, namely that the field is his. If that's true, Rava says you can't split out the Eidus, then of course I agree that Eidus Mocheshesi. In our sugya, it's very different. Here you're talking about ganav v'tavach. Ganav v'chi of keso, tavach v'chi of dalad v'hei. That is not called oso edus. And therefore, if you hold mikan la'abahu nifsa, one could envision that you are apostle for the tficha, but lo itzuma la'ganeva. If you look in the Rashba, perhaps Poshup Shat, this is what Tosus means, but the Rashba just frames it as follows. When it comes to the case of Shalabosav and Shnei Chazaka, that is all called Edus Achas. If it's all Edus Achas, the Rashba writes, then we can apply the principle of Edus Shabbat HaMiktas, Shabbat Lekula. If it's one Haggadah's Edus, Edus Shabbat HaMiktas, Shabbat Lekula. In the case of Ganav v'Tavach, those are shtei edus. Edus of Gneva, Edus of Tvicha. There you do not assume Edus Shabbat HaMiktasa, but look who the Rashba writes. In the case of Ganav v'Tavach, what do you have? You have shtei edus shenemru b'hagada achas. In one Maisa Haggadah, a person gave what in essence are two different edus. There was edus of gneva and edus of tzricha. So what is the halacha? Shtei eduyos shenemru b'hagada achas. So according to the Rashba, perhaps according to Tosfos as well, the following. Well, if you hold the mafreyahu nifsal, so in such a case, then batal kol edus. The mafreyahu nifsal, then we assume that since the Eidus was Bahagada Achas, that's treated as a single unit. However, if you hold Mikan Lahabah Nifsal, then that's not true. Then you do not say Eidus Shabbat Miktas Shabbat Lekula. See, that's the finish. That's what you have to add. Maybe one could have argued, no, if it's Eidus Achas, Eidus Shabbat Miktas Shabbat Lekula. And if it's Shtei Yiduyos, that's not true. No, but the Gemara links this too. Right, Abayin Rava. Except argue as follows. If you're dealing with Shtei Eduyos Shenemru Bahagada Achas, so if you hold the Mafreho Nifsal, but Lakula, if it's Mikan Mahabal Nifsal, then you do not say Eduyos Shabbat Mitzasa but Lakula. And that's only true if it's Shtei Eduyos Shenemru Bahagada Achas. If, however, it would be literally Edus Achas, not Shtei Eduyos, but Edus Achas, for example, Shalavosa and Shnei Chazaka, that is Eidos Achas. So then, this is not predicated at all on Mikana Lahabal Namafreya. Then everyone agrees that Batal Nisaf is a Batal Kula. So the exception of Edom Zomim, that according to Rava Mikana Lahabal Nifsa, means that in a case of Shtei Eidiyo Shenemro Bahagada Achas, we don't apply the principle of Eidos Batal Nisaf Batal Kula. But B'chol HaTorah Kula we would. So the Chiddush according to the Rashba is the following. Then when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, not Edom Zomim, every other case, well, of course, I'm afraid on if so. The Maisa there is the Machayev. Then we assume the following Chiddush. The Shtei Eduyo Shenemra Bahagod Achas, Edo Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekul. When it comes to Edom Zomim as an exception, that's where we have the possibility of arguing, since it's Shtei Eduyo, despite the fact that it was rendered by Bahagod Achas, Mikan La Ba'on if so. That's the exception, that's not the rule. So the rule is Shtei Eidiyo Shnemer Bagad Achas Eidu Shabbat Mitzah Sabbat Lekum. Is that so obvious? Two Eiduyos that are rendered simultaneously, so in such a case we assume that Eidu Shabbat Mitzah Sabbat Lekum. So maybe we'll pick up at this point tomorrow, take a look at the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Testament based on Yudam and Aleph, the Sugya of Palgin and Dibun. When do you have a right to go ahead and split Eidus? A person goes to Beis Din with a compound assertion. A person says, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. A person asserts that this person violated the Mishkav Zachar, and the person says, you know how I know? He says it involved me. So therefore, right, there are two Eiduyos. One which is wholly admissible, that this person is a Rasha Balavera. But the second half, that's not true. So what do you do in that particular case? Interestingly, Rava there is the one who maintains that, you know what, that Palgina Dibura. We have a right to split Eidus, even if it is Bahagada Achas. Even though in principle these are two different Eiduyos, one can argue that, look, one Eidus is that person violated Navera. The second half they just is that I was involved. Beis Din can say, you know what, the second half we can't really address. And in a Mesim Atarasha. But the first half, you're a bona fide aid. Despite the fact that they were given. Right, Bahagada Achas. Rav is the one that maintains that you have a right to go ahead and to split Eidus. What exactly is that machlokes of Pagin and Dibura? And how does it relate, right, to our sugya, which the Rashba writes, right, is critical regarding this issue, whether something is Eidos Achas or whether it's considered to be Shtei Eiduyos. So take a look at that Tosus there, and then take a look, if you can, at the sugya in Makos and Davav Amin Aleph. That's the Gemara of Horog Yatzil, Rovi Yatzil. Take a look at the Rush, right, that Gemara. And we'll see a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, how you understand Palgin and Dibura, right, and how that will be very relevant to this issue of when you apply the principle of Eidos Shabbat Mitzvah. Okay, let's pick up that point.